Hello, hello, this is Wedge. This is my continuing exploration of intranet and internal comms best practices. You can find me on Twitter, I'm Wedge. So, working for Interact, as I do as an intranet consultant these days, we have a webinar coming up on Wednesday. That's just a couple of days away. And I would like to invite you, if you're interested in intranets, especially in the third sector. So the third sector, charities, NPOs, NGOs, voluntary organisations. So I suppose the challenge is to consider this a very special market because they have a different outcome, you might say. So it's not about profit making and creating business and serving a market. It's about serving a demographic, perhaps. It's about serving a need, meeting a need, serving a cause, serving people. That's what we're talking about, meeting the needs of people. So people who work within the voluntary sector, I would say, have a closer relationship to the outputs of the organisation and the effects, the impacts of what they do on their people, on their service users. That's how I imagine it, because for the last decade, I've led a small, very small online voluntary organisation. And, you know, we basically create information and support people online in distress. So that's what I've been doing in my spare time for the last decade. I say spare time. Who has spare time? So I guess my interest is, you know, my professional interest is in intranets and good communications. And then I have a personal interest in voluntary organisations. And I've had the privilege to work with some larger organisations in my time while always remaining a small organisation myself with my passionate colleagues and volunteers. But to the webinar, I suppose the challenge is to consider the similarities and differences between a for-profit organisation, a business, and a non-profit organisation or a charity type or voluntary organisation. There's that idea of, you know, what do they need from an intranet? How can they possibly support an intranet or resource an intranet? And I guess I can see the similarities where we're talking about, well, we have a workforce, whether it's made up of employees, third parties, or even volunteers. We have a workforce that we need to align and communicate to and communicate with and direct their passion and keep the organisation going along its strategy. I think we have a need for collaboration and the idea of working together. Yes, I know face-to-face meetings are incredibly important, especially in the third sector. I would say that, you know, the third sector organisations, they are people-powered organisations. So I understand communications is often face-to-face, but to support those meetings, to support those decisions, to support those processes, don't we need an online digital environment for collaboration, or at least knowledge sharing and knowledge management, and, you know, getting all of those reference materials available in one place for the whole team, and that team may well be distributed or on the move, field workers, frontline workers. So in my webinar on Wednesday, which I invite you to, please tweet me for the address if you require that sort of thing. But otherwise, please pop along to the Interact website, which is interact-intranet.com. And you'll see our webinar details on there. But you can tweet me, I am Wedge. So you can find me at twitter.com/Wedge. And I'll hook you up to our webinar. It's Wednesday afternoon. Is that the 11th? Check my details. So I'll be talking for 45 minutes to an hour. Yes, that is the 11th. We should be starting at 3:30, and that's GMT in the UK. Other time zones are available across the globe. And I very much hope to tackle the benefits and concerns around deploying an intranet in the third sector. I think we will have to discuss cost and resources, but I think we have to talk about the value of good communications and the value of culture. And that's what I believe an intranet can bring to any organisation, recognising the special case of the third sector, perhaps. So if you'd like to join me, check out the website interact-intranet.com or give me a tweet. If you have any ideas or concerns for me, please do share them with me. All the best for now.